Yesterday, I wrote in my blog that it's been a bit of a long slog up the Atlantic, but that I had broken it down into little chunks, and going past Madeira yesterday was really fantastic because it was the last of our Atlantic milestones, and the next bit of rock that we're going to see is along Gibraltar, so it's pretty exciting. We're making good progress.
And how are the conditions today?
Great. A little bit cloudy, and about 20 knots from the northwest, and so we're two sail reaching with nice consistent speeds. Flat seas, which is great for us on our keel. We're still able to make good speed. Absolutely perfect conditions at the moment.
For detail about the keel situation, what exactly is happening and why?
There's an axle that the keel pivots on, and this is supported by two brackets, one for and in each bracket, I hold it into the bottom of the boat. And currently, we only have two bolts on the front bracket. Both of those on the port side, the ones on the starboard side, have sheared off. And so, we're currently running on 3/4 of the bolt, and really hoping that they hang on until we get into Barcelona. One thing that's helping us at the moment is by keeping the keel canted. The hydraulic ram is actually pushing the top of the keel into the boat as well. And so long as the ram is either pushing or pulling, then it's helping to support the keel as well. So we're not concerned about a catastrophic failure. We're not going to end up upside down like Exona in the Monday. But it's certainly a pretty stressful situation as well.
Presumably, you will minimise your manoeuvres then through the straits and the Alboran Sea.
Yes, absolutely. If we go straight, it's not because we're lazy; it's because we're trying to keep the keel on the boat.
And how's life with Nandor? You must be the very best of friends by now.
Oh, we're working on it. No, things are good. We're weathering the stress of the situation quite well, and we're still a team with good solidarity. You know, the stress is resting on both of our shoulders, and we're getting along just fine. So we're both very much looking forward to a change of scenery, which means seeing other people. But at the moment, the team is going really well.
Have your fitness. You ready for your first triathlon?
For the first triathlon. Yeah, well, I've been doing squats and push-ups, but that's not running, swimming, or biking, as far as I can tell. And my fiance has been doing triathlon training all winter while I've been sailing, and she's just invited me to do a first triathlon in early May, and I think that's just so that she can run circles around me. But I'm very much looking forward to starting up life again on land, coming back to work, and taking up the other activities. It's been wonderful to be at sea, but after 100 days, it's pretty nice to have a break too.
And how are the conditions into Gibraltar? You'll have it mostly reaching all the way in.
Yeah, we're reaching until Gibraltar, running through the first part of the Alboran Sea, and then it looks like we should finish into Barcelona with a little bit of upwind, but nothing too dramatic, and it looks like we keep the wind pretty much all the way, so we're cautiously optimistic that we should be able to on the morning of the 21st. So, here's hoping we're there for prize giving.